Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. It's Aerosmith Week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. That's some sweet emotion. Tom Keegan joining us now, the columnist, sports columnist for the Boston Herald. Seems like yesterday, Tom, you worked here in Kansas at Lawrence. What the heck happened?
It almost was yesterday, Bob. it's only been 2 months.
Wow. Well, you're back in Boston, and you're covering a team that's coming to Kansas City to play in the AFC title game. I know you're in Kansas City. Were you at the KU game last night?
I was not. I did something I've always wanted to do, which is I walked into a store during the game and just to see how empty it was. And sure enough, it was empty.
I'll bet. All right.
I went home and watched the rest of it.
Well, here they are, the Patriots. Over everybody's dead body, playing for another AFC championship. I think there was more thought this year than maybe ever that the end of the domination was coming to an end. Yet they looked like the most dominant team you'll ever see the other day against the LA Chargers. What do you make of this club?
Well, you know, I think the most underplayed story, and you're right, it did look like the end, and you know, when you've got a quarterback who's 41 and he's not doing what he normally does, it makes you wonder. But the untold story is that Brady, everyone knows he had knee troubles. Those were worse than he let on. And the last regular season game, you can tell it wasn't bothering him at all. And he just looked like the old Brady, and then add some playoff juice to it, he really looked like the old young Brady. So that, to me, is the biggest difference. And also, when they lost Josh Gordon, Brady stopped trying to force him being a big deal, you know, and went back to just using Edelman and James White out of the backfield. And so I actually think that might have helped more than it hurt when they lost him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Tom. The personnel, especially without Josh Gordon, seems perfectly suited to Brady's current skill level and ability. He's not a down-the-field type of guy at this stage, so having the safety nets just all over the field and running backs and tight ends and slot receivers, how much is that kind of electrifying and awakening New England's offense?
I think that is a factor, definitely, and I think Sony Michel is healthier than he was. They run the ball more this year than they have in recent years because Gronkowski's not the same guy. So to work the middle of the field, they have Sony Michel. He had knee problems early in the year. He looks fresh now and better. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Brady get a couple of good throws downfield in this game because his knee, to me, was the reason he wasn't throwing long the same. And it wasn't that his arm is weak. It's that he couldn't plant on that left knee and really follow through. I mean, he couldn't even get a ball out of bounds once, and it was intercepted. But now, to me, he looks like he's got it all back, and he's really humming.
We're talking to Tom Keegan of the Boston Herald, Patriots Chiefs Sunday night. They just played so well. They dominated, especially in the first half. The game was over very early against Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. And defensively, they looked outstanding. That's kind of I mean, New England's obviously always been pretty good defensively, but where is this team, in your mind, defensively going into this game Sunday?
again, they got better as the year went on defensively, and I think they're quite good, especially for a team that doesn't have much speed defensively. They really don't have a great deal of speed. I mean, Trey Flowers is a good defensive end, but it's not like you think Trey Flowers and you think speed. The secondary, Gilmore is excellent. He's first-team All-Pro. But as a secondary, it's not like you'd say they have great team speed, but it's a very good secondary. They're all smart players on the defense. They just get it, and they drill them. Obviously, Darth Vader's an excellent head coach and an excellent defense coach, and also gets involved with Brady offensively. So the guys, you know, he knows how to make them better. And you have to give credit where credit is due, no matter how painful it is.
So how do we kind of reconcile, again, early in the season, this team loses to Jacksonville, to Detroit. They lose pretty badly to Tennessee. I guess they had a middle stretch that was okay, New England we're talking about. But how do we reconcile the inconsistency, relatively speaking, of the Patriots this season with now they blew out the Chargers and here they are in the AFC Championship game? Which one is more real, I guess?
Well, here's how you reconcile part of it. Is Brady's healthy, Sony Michel's healthy, the defense has gotten better. But here's the part you can't reconcile, because it's just a fact. The Patriots were 3-5 outside of Gillette Stadium. 3-5. And normally they're a very good road team. And that tells you, even though they looked great last week, that they're not quite as good as a lot of these Patriot teams, because that's the one remaining thing they have not shown, is can they do it away from Gillette Stadium?
Tom Keegan with us from the Boston Herald. Of course, these two teams played earlier in the season. Nobody could stop anybody in that game, 43-40 Patriots. It's going to be about 1 degree Sunday. Do you expect another game where both teams score a bunch?
I think they will score a lot, but probably not as much, because the weather does make it harder to grip the football. And if it's harder to grip the football, it's harder to throw the football. But still, I think that, you know, probably be 31-28 type of game, something like that. I still think even in that single-digit temperature, the offenses are so good that they can put those kind of numbers up.
How do you get in the way, even, of Patrick Mahomes? How do you make it so that it's just not picking cherries for him back there? Because he can do it in so many ways. He can throw on the run. He can throw behind his back. I mean, the guy's amazing. So how would you game plan, and how do you think Bill Belichick's going at this?
I think that what they'll try to do, and they know that this kid, in addition to being a physical marvel, is a mental marvel, and he's just way beyond his years. But still, what they try to do is disguise the coverages, make you think you're doing one thing, just like Mahomes makes you think he's throwing right. And then at the last instant, he knows exactly where his receiver is going to be on the left. It's like watching Magic Johnson play point guard. But they try to disguise their looks to the point where they'll just be standing straight up until almost the snap, and just kind of, it almost looks like a bar where everyone's standing around chatting. It's bizarre, but they're really good at it, and that's what they'll try. But it's not like doing that if Tyreek Hill busts behind the secondary. You know, Mahomes is going to see him, and he's going to get him the ball, and he's going to score.
Tom, how much does Rob Gronkowski have left? Obviously very banged up for the last several seasons. Do you think this might be the end for him? And if that were to be the case, does he have enough at least to maybe fight a different level over the last one or two games of his season and career potentially?
I think I'd be shocked if he continues to play. You know, the Chiefs bring him back, they have to pay him $9 million unless they redo the deal. And he's a pretty proud guy. I don't see him redoing the deal. So I think he's going to call it quits. Why not? I mean, his body is obviously taking a beating. You know that just watching him play. But I think if they keep playing here, he can put one more good game together. Like Antonio Gates, I felt going into that game, he could come up with a big catch. Gronkowski still can come up with a big game. As recently as
against the Jets late in the season. He had a big game. But the thing with him, though, the more rest you get, I think the better he does. I've used numbers to show that. And there's no bye week this week. Last week they had a bye week, and he still was pretty much just a blocker in that game. So if they win this game, I could see him having a big Super Bowl. He's probably more beaten up this week than he would be if he were playing in the Super Bowl, because you get that bye week. So I think it's still in there. It's still possible, but clearly, whereas it used to be Frankenstein with speed, now he's pretty much just Frankenstein.
Tom Keegan with us from the Boston Herald. Tom Brady, obviously, has as much pride, is as competitive as any athlete, maybe in our generation. He's got this young guy now in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's talking about him. He looks like he's the MVP. How much is that driving Brady, if at all? What do you think of Brady's mindset about competing against Patrick Mahomes on this big of a stage?
I think he's not sitting around thinking about that. He's just an obsessive preparer. But once the game starts, he's definitely an adrenaline athlete. You see, the bigger the game, I think the better he performs. It's just, there's not a drop-off in his playoff stats much at all from regular season. And obviously, you're playing the best teams in the playoffs. So I think that as a proud guy, as you mentioned, toward the end, he'd like to hold on to that torch a little longer. And if he loses this game, the torch is passed to Patrick Mahomes.
Interesting stuff. Going to be a whale of a game. I'm looking forward to it. Tom, it's good to catch up with you, and best of luck with your new gig in Boston. We're happy for you to get back to the Northeast, and thanks for visiting with us.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tom Keegan, columnist for the Boston Herald. Back in a minute. We do have a couple tickets to give away. WWE SmackDown Live coming up next Tuesday, Intrust Bank Arena. A pair of tickets to give away to caller number 2 at 869-1240. Stay with us. Denise Neal next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.